Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Tuesday, my friends. I am so excited to be coming to you live from beautiful Southern California, where it is still really dark and really early on this Tuesday morning. But Jesus likes to talk to me early on the West Coast. So I am thrilled to get to come here with you today and tell you what he's been talking to me about this morning to share with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Delivery of Dreams. Does your life ever feel like it's on hold? Like there's this big plan for your future, but it's all been delayed. Why is God stalling? Why would he make you wait here when he holds the power to move you forward immediately? Learning to trust the flow of God's plan is the journey we're all on. My journey may look different than yours. However, there's a flow for both of us. Oftentimes, that flow seems to take a detour, and life goes sideways when all we wanted was to move forward faster. Just because God has a purpose for your life doesn't mean you will understand it as it unfolds. Just because he knows where this is leading doesn't mean you will get there tomorrow. Just because God is working all of this together for good doesn't mean it's always going to feel good. Joseph was a young man destined for great things. At 17 years old, he began having prophetic dreams, dreams that told him of his future and how God would use him. But the space between receiving these dreams from God and stepping into them didn't look anything like destiny. It looked like delayed dreams and destruction. In Genesis chapter 37, we read about Joseph's brothers growing jealous of him. So they sold him into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. And as a slave, Joseph was blessed by God in all he did. Yes, even through these unfavorable circumstances, God's favor was upon him. My sister, your circumstances do not have to be favorable for God's favor to be all over you. Don't get stuck in where you are and miss what God is doing. He is working here. He's not leaving you here. This isn't your destiny. This is simply your way there. So in Genesis 39, Joseph is still a slave, but he is put in charge of all his master's house. So like, yay, finally something is going right for him. But wait, then comes his master's wife trying to seduce him. And when he wouldn't sleep with her, she is enraged and tries to claim he attacked her. Now, Joseph is in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Circumstances are now even worse. Yet God was with him. Maybe your circumstances seem to be growing even worse. But look around. God is still with you. He's not leaving you here. He's working here. He has aligned greater things for you. And the path to these greater things is sometimes through hardship. It's sometimes through the exact thing you would most want to avoid. Of course, Joseph didn't want to be in prison. He didn't deserve to be in prison. Prison didn't look anything like the dreams God had planted within his heart. But this is where he was. So this is where God was working. Genesis 39, verse 21 says, "But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden." Favor was found even in the hardship. Can you see favor even with what you're going through? Can you still see God's hand in the details even when you're disappointed? Can you trust that he's not finished yet? This isn't where you're going to be forever. This isn't the end of your story. It won't always be this way. But for right now, God has you here, and he's going to work through this. 2 years passed while Joseph was still in prison. His circumstances did not change during this time, yet he was still surrounded by God's favor. And wouldn't it be easy to miss blessings and favor when you're stuck in a place you don't deserve? Wouldn't it be easy to grow bitter, to lose hope, and assume things will never change for you? What would happen if you remained faithful in a place like this? What would happen if you didn't give up in the prison you find yourself in? Maybe like Joseph, you would get to see why God allowed all of this. Maybe you would get to step fully into your destiny after all this delay and see it was all by great design. While in prison, Joseph began interpreting dreams for Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt. Having earned trust with Pharaoh, Joseph went from the prison to the palace, where he was put in charge of the entire land of Egypt. That's the crazy stuff God does. The totally unexpected, the bizarre, the phenomenal, the impossible. Now, 13 years after his dream as a 17-year-old boy, where God whispered his plans for his life, he was in a position to fulfill those dreams and save his entire family from a famine. Yes, the brothers who betrayed him were now being saved by him. After all he had been through, he now saw how God had used everything for good. This was the delivery of his dreams. And Joseph said to his brothers in Genesis 50:20, perhaps one of my favorite scriptures, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." You see, the saving of many lives was always God's good plan. But the path there wouldn't look good. Betrayal, hardship, accusations, setbacks, prison, not good. 13 years of life looking the opposite of the dreams he had given Joseph. But eventually, it all came together in ways much greater than Joseph could have ever imagined. God's plan for his life was so much bigger than he knew. I don't know what God's doing in your life, but I know ultimately it will be good. I don't know where you're at on the path to get there right now, but I know it's taking you there. I don't know how much longer it will take, but I know when the time is right, it will happen. I don't know how all of this is going to be used for good, but I know it will be bigger and greater than anything we could have ever imagined. So don't be discouraged, my sister. You're on your way. Remain faithful along the way. Don't grow bitter. Don't give up. Allow God to guide you. And when things all fall apart again, know that God is designing the breaking for the most glorious rebuilding. Your delay is not a denial. It may take 13 years, heck, it may take longer, but God will use everything you have gone through to bring you to the place He designed for you, a place where all of this is used for the ultimate good. This will be your delivery to the dreams your Creator has placed within you. Yeah. So that's what Jesus woke me up early this morning to tell me, to tell you about this delay, about this frustration, about this unfortunate circumstance. God sees it all, He knows it all, and He's using it all. And this will be your delivery to the dreams your Creator has placed within you. It may not look like it, and it may not feel like it, and you may not see it today, and you may not see it tomorrow. But God is ultimately using all of this for ridiculous good. You want to pray with me? Come on and join me right now. Hey God, good morning. God, thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for the offering of life today. We receive this with gratitude. We will not waste this. We're going to show up and we're going to live today with the best of us. We're going to give our best because God, you sure have given us your best. So thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for the reminder that our circumstances do not determine your favor. Our circumstances do not have to determine our perspective and our attitude. That, Lord, we can praise you through this and we can remain faithful through this. And as we remain faithful, we will get to see you working. You will work your favor in the unfavorable. You will bring us through the impossible. You will deliver us to step into these dreams that you have placed within our heart that ultimately lead us to our destiny. God, I thank you for the way you are using all things for your good plan. I thank you for how you are using this step of our journey today to bring us closer to your good plans. Lord, I pray for the ones who are feeling frustrated, for the ones who are feeling overwhelmed or disappointed. I pray that you would just renew their strength today, that you would give them a glimpse of what you are working on for them, that they would remain faithful today. Lord, I am grateful for the way you are speaking to every single one of us right now. Not a single one of us are left out. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for just speaking to us. Guide our thoughts and our choices, our decisions and our actions today. We need you. We ask for your provision for this day, exactly what's needed today. We ask for your protection over our families, and we are so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity to get to live today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, my friends, I have loved our time here together this morning. I hope God spoke directly to you. And if he did, I would love to know about it. For real, send me a message. I would love to know how God is speaking to you. Have a beautiful day of life. Show up with your best. Rock this day. And I'll plan on meeting you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.